AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge ordered Frank James held without bail in New York. Yesterday, James turned himself in a day after 10 people were shot at a Brooklyn subway station. He's being represented in court by Mia Eisner-Greinberg.
What happened in the New York City subway system on Tuesday was a tragedy. It is a blessing that it was not worse. We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment.
Authorities say he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets. James is charged with a federal terrorism offense that applies to attacks on mass transit. He has not been linked to any terror organization. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law a ban on abortions after 15 weeks.
This will represent the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in this state in a generation.
It's part of an effort in many conservative states to tighten abortion rules, leading up to a Supreme Court decision on the legality of abortion. This is Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
A constitutional right that Roe v. Wade reaffirmed nearly five decades ago, and the president again calls on Congress to act and send a bill to his desk to shut down these radical steps being taken.
The Russian military sustained a major blow when the flagship of the country's Black Sea Fleet was badly damaged and its crew evacuated. John Kirby at the Pentagon was asked what happened.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that it could have been a Ukrainian missile which struck the ship.
Russia has not mentioned a missile. Firefighters contained a massive fire at a Central California food processing plant. Some people, about 2,700, were evacuated from the area. Others were told not to go outside. This is AP News. Another police shooting of a Black man has led to protest, this in Michigan.
Another senseless killing.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who says a video released by police, you see, quote, a police officer escalate a minor traffic stop into a deadly execution. Patrick Leoyo was stopped for driving with a license plate that did not belong to his car. The police video of the April 4th shooting was released yesterday, the encounter ending when Leoyo was shot in the back of the head by a white Michigan police officer. Protesters were out in force in Grand Rapids last night with station WZZM on the scene. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Leoya had two young daughters. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two cases of bird flu have been confirmed in U.S. zoos, but officials say they won't order widespread euthanasia of zoo birds the way they have on farms. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.